Is there a future for Australia's live cattle trade? Beef producers in northern Australia, as you know, are now looking for a new market. This is after Indonesia this week announced it was only going to take 50,000 head of live cattle rather than the 200,000 anticipated. That decision meant that farmers now have to find a market for the 150,000 cattle remaining at a time when many are still struggling with drought conditions. But it's not all bad news for the farmers. Global demand and prices are high, so there's opportunity as well as uncertainty ahead. That's how Lang Coppen sees it. He runs cattle for live export on his million-acre Yarri station in the Pilbara. He joins us from Broome this morning. Lang Coppen, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Fran. Yep, a fair way from you on the other side of the country by the sound of it.
A fair way and a lot warmer. I wouldn't mind being where you were for a moment, Lang. Lang, what will this quota cut mean for you?
Oh, look. The thing is, it's not going to be the end of the world. Man, you know, in this industry we're in now, that you could never want to go into shock and awe that if any country changed their mind on going to buy a product, because it's ever since the Gillard government sort of gave them nil export, that the thing's never really has sort of become guaranteed anymore about the numbers. So I mean, 50,000 is better than nothing, and it's still it's still a lot of stews. So the officials have been saying that there's a strong possibility that it probably will increase anyway at the moment. But you know, a few years ago when the Gillard government chopped the whole thing off, that just about sent us to the wall.
Yeah.
So, but this obviously, you know, obviously it's any market loss is a bit of a you deal around it, but it's
sure.
Not.
Lang, it is a lot of stews, as you say, and in that vein, the Muslim festival of Eid is on Saturday. Animals are slaughtered to break the Ramadan fast. Indonesia, you'd think, will be struggling to find suppliers of enough live cattle for that festival, let alone beyond. This appears to be, as we hear, a bit of a struggle between the Agriculture Department and the Trade Department in Indonesia, as presumably the cattle growers there are arguing for more market share for them. Given the limitations on that, would you be surprised if Jakarta reversed this cut to the quota in the coming weeks and months?
No, I'd never be surprised about anything anymore. No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. It's a fair possibility. Like you said, you summed it up pretty well. I mean, they haven't got meat running out of their ears over there at the moment. You know, from what you hear, you know, the feedlots, are not definitely right down on capacity. And as you say, the actual feedlotters and that over there definitely want more than the latest quota. So no, it wouldn't surprise me if it was a change of plan.
The Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, he's hoping to visit Indonesia in the coming weeks for talks on the live cattle trade. That's not been confirmed yet. But do you have a message you'd like the Minister to deliver to his Indonesian counterpart?
Just a message, I suppose, is that his government, the current government, is not going to shut their bloody, cut their tucker off, you know, like the other mob did. So I think that'd be the message. So look, we've now got a government in place that is supporting the industry, realises the importance of the industry to the whole top end of Australia, the whole of Australia meat game. Another thing is, I mean, been very, very active at trying to open up other markets in other countries, and that's happening. You know, we've got other countries now that are nipping away, taking a few, and they're adding up, you know, quite a few. You know, Vietnam's 70, 80,000, and I think that's going to keep increasing. So we've got a government now that is out there, you know, trying to do things to get the trade cranked up in other countries, not slow it down.
Okay, 8:03. We're speaking with cattle producer Lang Coppen from Yarri Station in the Pilbara. He's joining us from Broome this morning. On that front, I know your senior station hand, Kelsey Coppen, travelled to Indonesia and Vietnam to see the live export supply chain in person. Was she satisfied with the processes in place? Because there are animal welfare concerns, we know, about what goes on once the cattle leave here. How concerned are you about that?
Yeah, look, all the people that go onto these tours, and some of these, I don't know whether these people that are trying to put us out of business, whether they actually go and have a look at the positive side, but they all come back with nothing but good reports of the way the feedlots are run, and now all the bigger operators have all get their proper abattoirs are all in place and they work at Mickey Mason, no different than the Australian ones. But, I mean, there's always going to be a problem, I suppose, when you're dealing with other countries. Somewhere there can be a little leakage, and then that blows out with these radicals that get it, that that's how the whole industry's been operating and so forth. But, I mean, what do you do? I mean, you...
Well, I think it's a sensitive issue for a lot of people. The whole notion of live export of animals has been for, you know, really ever since it's been happening. As a cattle producer, I think a lot of people listening would like to know, do you feel a sense of responsibility for what happens to your animals once they go out the farm gate?
Yeah, look, in the perfect world, I don't think there'd be any producer that would be unhappy about never putting anything on a boat ever again. I mean, if it was all done here in Australia, I don't think you'd find any producer that wouldn't be unhappy about that. But unfortunately, that's just not the real world at the moment. And but we don't want to go out of business because we go and sit on the dole on our asses in Broome or something because one mob doesn't want us to provide food. But the whole thing is that those animals are now being treated and slaughtered over there in all the majority abattoirs, no different than Australia, but there's always going to be probably a leakage somewhere, and I don't know how you stop completely 100% on that.
All right, Lang Coppen, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks.
Thanks, Lang. Lang Coppen, he runs cattle for live export on his million-acre Yarri station in the Pilbara. He was joining us there from Broome this morning.